This show resonates with me in so many magical and beautiful ways. As a Caribbean person, dancing between the Caribbean and North American space now for over 36 years, it's an amplification of the contributions of Caribbean culture to spaces like Canada. And so in the title, Reimaginings, is another title that we have in the studio space about the work. TPM, Time, Place, and Movement. What's really important about the show for me also is the fact that I started to think about the show about 5 to 6 years ago. This is at the time when the Environic study about the Black experience in Canada was coming out, but also about the time when we were looking at celebrating Canada at 150. What was really interesting for me was the lack of acknowledgement of Canada, of the Caribbean's contribution to Canada's anniversary. We know of maroon persons being in this particular space in Nova Scotia and in the East since 1796. We know of many immigrants who've come prior to 1960 to the Caribbean space, who are from the Caribbean, who have influenced what Canada has become. And so for me, the show is really about how do Canadians and also Caribbean persons begin to reimagine their influence on this particular landscape. One of the magical things about this show that is also important to me is the fact that it will be the last time I will be dancing in an ensemble work or in a production for the company. In doing some strategic planning with Tamil Wharton Surrey, we wanted to make sure that I was going to be returning home. That returning home is returning to my company. I spent many time while building the company's legacy as it stands in Toronto dance community by supporting others in the dance community, by being on many boards. And so it's the time for me to return home. Return home to my company and focus on what it means to be an artistic director in my company, not a dancer in my company. So this show is actually marking me moving away from dancing in the company's ensemble works to actually focusing on being the artistic director of Cachet Dance. I will still be dancing and I will be still be doing, again, more solo-based work, but that is also an emerging importance for me right now as the company also begins to seed and create more resources for what it will mean moving from this our 13th anniversary into our 15th anniversary, which is coming up in a year and a half from now. You know, it's really interesting. When I look back to my journey to getting to the stage, there's so many people, so many companies, so many things that I have to call into play. And this show, Reimagining, is also about honoring those particular people. I'm talking about like Scarborough Caribbean Youth Dance Ensemble. When I came to Toronto in 1992 and was teaching at the tender age of 16, 17, and building literally some of those ways in which I think about my company's role right now and the way I work with my company, it comes from those very beginning. I'm talking about dance group performing company and being dance captain and working within a particular company and leaving and going to the States and coming back and supporting one of their productions that was in an anniversary year. I'm talking Caribbean folk performers and being their associate artistic director and being given opportunities to choreograph around this Caribbean idiom. I'm talking ballet Creole. I'm talking ballet Creole and my journey there from being a dancer to being assistant to the artistic director to being in charge of marketing and outreach. So that, you know, my journey in the Caribbean landscape is also a journey with Jesse Matthews and Associates and Associates for Caribana. I'm talking about like back in the day, dancing and opening for the most popular female band leader for Caribana. So this is also about talking about the Caribbean influence that Caribana as a festival and Caribbean carnival culture have contributed to the Canadian landscape. That's often not understood. This show, Reimagining, is about that time, that place, that movement, and those moments. The moment when I realized that the funding received by Caribana from the province and from the city does not even match or equal that festival's influence in the city. Those are my journeys. Those are my journeys. For me, the journey is also doing a lot of research through funding from Ontario Arts Council as a Chalmers Fellow in the Caribbean space, and realizing that the Caribbean nuances and the cultural nuances emerging out of the Caribbean space is so rich and so beautiful, and that is connected back to an African lineage. My journey is creating a codified technique called Caché Dantec that's bringing back these idioms and then marrying and questioning these idioms with modern dance and contemporary dance structures and ballet. And that's what people will experience in the show, is actually this conversation about how Caribbean bodies are continuing to make known of themselves, are continuing to question themselves within the Canadian landscape. How the rich cultures of the Caribbean is not just Jamaican, it's not just Trinidadian, it's not just Soca. It is the Zouk, it is the Kumpa, it is the Garifuna, it is the Santeria. It is all these things that are arriving in the Caribbean space, making sense of that identity within that particular space. What does it mean to be back in front of an audience, a live audience performing? It means a lot. This work is meant to be an interactive work, working with the audience, pouring rum and libation in audience's cup. So some of those things I know will not happen because of the time that we're in. But I'm really excited that for Caché Dance, we were adamant about working through the pandemic in the ways that we know how. And now bringing back that work to the space, to the stage. So this is not a performance. This is a livity. This is us actually being in the moment. And so we are encouraging audience to come, to hoot, to holler, to shout, to make a noise. If you're thinking about coming to the show and sit down with your finger crossed, this might not be the show for you. If you're thinking about the excitement of coming back into a physical space and working in a physical space and interacting with this physical space and figuring out how a performance space and a live audience is about the transformation that you as an audience member need to give to the dancers, this may be the show for you. Because we will be demanding more than you purchasing a ticket and sitting down in the audience, that you are engaging in the ways that you are comfortable and you know how with us. Because, and at the end of the day, this is a show about the Caribbean. And the way that Caribbean arts enacts itself is with everybody involved. You know, it is really, really, really beautiful to be in this moment, in this time, in this place. TPM and reimaginings, as we call it, comes out of a structure of understanding BPM. And this is beats per minute. This is how we know sound and then how sound become music. And so for us, we're looking at how movement becomes an innate part of our experience. And we have to understand that this innate part of our experience involves everyone in the space. That's the audience, that's the musicians, that is the dancers on stage. And so there are many allusions to things. We're working across an X, that's elegua. That is the idea of every time you have to arrive on a journey, that your space, your place, your places, your spaces must be open. So it's an invitation for audiences to come to the space with an open heart and really connect with their breath space. Connect with the first beat, the first drum, which is the heart. And connect also with the space where oxygen goes into space, into energy, into transference. We hope that reimagining will be that transference. And we invite you into it. The same way the dancers are working in it. The same way the musicians are composing and responding to it. That is our reimaginings.